Good evening. Welcome to the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District. Call to order.
Director Bardella?
Yes, here.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Trolixson?
Here.
Let the record show Director Hudson is absent.
Okay. Please join me with a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Cool. Okay, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director.
Okay, Director Bardella?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Trolixson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Hudson is absent.
Okay, moving along. Consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item.
I'd like to remove the warrant section of the consent calendar, please.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent calendar except for the warrant report.
Okay. We need a motion.
I made the motion. We need a second.
Oh, yeah, we need a second. Okay.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Bardella?
Aye.
Director Trolixson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Hudson is absent.
Okay. Director A.J. Bardella?
Yeah, I just wanted to go through a couple items that sort of look like low-hanging fruit, but probably no worries, just an explanation. The first one is item 49162 for Pacific Site Management. And the corollary to that, 49196. I was wondering whether we pay $12,000 or $13,000 in change per month and we do it in two installments, or why do we have two line items with the same amount on that?
So it's one for every month. They just send it at a time of the month where it's either paid early or paid towards the due date. So I think I just paid December and January.
Got it.
In that month.
That explains that. Mm-hmm. And what are the assessment services that cost us $6,000?
Oh, that's when Community Economic Solutions came. I think we were here for that meeting.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that was what we paid them for. Okay, cool. And that is about it. Thank you so much. I make a motion that we approve the warrant report as is.
Okay, I need a motion.
Second that motion.
Okay, thank you, Director.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Trolixson?
Aye.
Director Bardella?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Hudson is absent.
Thank you, Directors. Okay, today we have a presentation, and we're going to our general manager to help us make the presentation.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening, Good evening. General Manager.
Yes. And for community and staff, I would like to welcome you as well. I have the great honor of recognizing Ambrose Recreation and Park District staff member, maintenance foreman, Alfredo Santana. Oh. Alfredo joined the district July of 2015, hired by former general manager Doug Long. His wife Rosa, of 26 years, wanted me to share that he is an amazing husband, loving, kind, and full of humor. Alfredo is a proud father of 6 daughters, 12 grandchildren. In his free time, he enjoys fishing, listening to music, working on his home projects, which I know Rosa has many, and watching movies. Alfredo is extremely passionate about his work, consistently going above and beyond for the district. His wide range of skills have saved the district significant resources by allowing many projects to be completed in-house rather than contracted out. Mm-hmm. He maintains strong relationships with staff and vendors alike. And he really takes great pride in the care and the upkeep of our parks and our facilities. Alfredo is a dedicated leader who prioritizes the safety of the community and of his coworkers. He demonstrates professionalism, strong ethics skills, and a positive attitude in all that he does. We are truly fortunate to have Alfredo as part of Ambrose team. I also have a little message from Director Trine Hudson, who could not be here tonight. She said, Alfredo, I want to give you the highest compliment to you and thank you for the amazing job and dedication to our district. At this time, I would like to thank Alfredo Santana for his service to the Ambrose Recreation and Park District and proudly present him with a certificate that reads, recognizing Alfredo Santana for 10 years of outstanding service to the Ambrose Recreation and Park District.
Thank you.
Oh, my friend. You are just
that's why you told me to come up.
Yes,
it is. Did you think you were in trouble?
Yeah. He says, as long as I don't have to say anything.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh.
And I appreciate
all
you guys
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure. Yes, you can.
can you show us the park, please? Lori, please take a
photo.
Take a photo, please. Okay, wonderful. Thank
hold on,
you.
Hold that pose.
Great.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Another one.
Of course.
Yes.
No, before you leave, I'd like to ask any of our directors to say any of their comments.
Huh?
Director Fardella?
Well, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Alfredo yet since I'm the new kid on the block, but I can tell by the way everybody smiles and looks at you that they think the world of you, and thank you so much for helping out our district with the heart that you do.
Oh, thank you so much. I try to do my best, you know, and
awesome.
10 years already.
Fantastic.
Director Garcia.
July something next year, this year it's going to be 11 years, I
yes,
think.
Yes, it is.
A veces diez más.
I just want to say gracias.
I know Mia, I know Lupe, so mm-hmm. Trina. So
you know all of us.
Awesome.
Thank all you. Of you.
Muchas gracias.
Yeah, sabes.
Yeah.
You know, I really wanted. You've done such a fantastic job working here at Ambrose, and you've made a whole lot of difference. Even with the staff that you work with, I see how they work with you. It's never questioned. They just, you know, you're doing it and they're doing it. And I love to see it whenever I see you working with the other, you know, people employed here.
Uh-huh.
And the way that they all respect you so highly.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, puro gente. Puro gente.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, it's not only me, my co-workers, you know, everybody, like, we're a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
but you're
that's
the main leader.
The best thing that I, you know, it's not only me.
Team.
I'll see you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Good night.
Good
night.
The woman behind the man.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay, moving on. Now we have a presentation by the United Latina Voices of Contra Costa County.
Yes, I'd like to recognize Natalia Acevedo. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah. Thank you. And then we have a presentation. Are we able to connect to your?
You have to bring a laptop, though. Remember,
I don't have a laptop. Good, perfect. I just don't have like the cable. She said
I have the HDMI. Sure.
Okay. Should I turn it on?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's good.
Yeah, I couldn't do any of that.
We're high tech now.
Can I show you something?
And what I'm going to do is get a nice and close so the board can see it. Okay. So we're going to blow it up a little bit.
Do I bring that up?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we'll
put it right on the
TV, and I'm like,
right there. Or
so that.
Oh, so that's my TV.
Oh.
Guys, can see it from here?
The other day.
Yeah.
At the moment, I said,
I think the connection's on this HDMI.
It's just there. I went over my data and you know, because in your phone, so it takes it.
Yeah. And then I just bring it up.
Why you want to do that? So I used up everything to the 22nd of this month.
Mm.
And he goes, Mom, when you end this house, you're under Wi-Fi. Our Wi-Fi.
Right.
When you leave, automatically. But when you switched data, when you were here at home, which is most of the time when you're on your phone,
sure.
You
just
How do you, and then you'll turn it on?
Should be on. And he goes,
is it TV on?
It's always.
Yeah. Yes.
There it is.
Okay.
So
then
we'll
click on
that one. Yeah, so the HDMI says it has a signal. So okay. It's,
Here
we go.
Yay!
Yeah,
you're
right. Hi, everyone. I am Natalia. I am proud to say I grew up here in Bay Point. This was actually the city where we landed when we first migrated to this country. Mm-hmm. And so Bay Point has a very, very special heart. Now I'm a Concord resident, but I still rep Bay Point. I think this project has just brought me so much joy, being able to work alongside Connie and the community that saw me grow up. I still can't believe it. I'm like, been here 20 years, and more than 15, I've been in Bay Point. So it's been an amazing journey. So I'm here today to present to you Staying Strong and Healthy, which is a linkage community engagement to care. You could go on to the next. And who we are. I am the project coordinator for this project. I just started this January, although I've already been doing a bunch of community organizing everywhere. I was here, when I went to high school, I went to Mount Diablo, then I transferred over to DVC, and then made it to UC Davis. And so just repping Bay Point from UC Davis was super heartwarming to me. Because I thought I could never make it, right? Just seeing that it was possible, and I take that everywhere, and now I'm giving back to my community this way. And Connie is...
Hi, Concepcion James with United Latino Voices, and I'm the board chair of our board of directors, and I'm a volunteer, but just like all of you, I love giving back to our community, so thank you for letting us be here tonight.
Thank you.
Do you want to talk more about UOV?
Yeah. So who are we? Who is United Latino Voices? Well, we actually came together like an unorganized group back in 2009 when the County Board of Supervisors ended medical care for undocumented adults. Mm. And it was very informal, some of us. I think some of you know Mary Rocha, Hannah Neville Calloway, some of those. We just kind of came together and said, we got to do something, right? And when COVID hit, it was like, oh no, this can't be informal anymore. And so many people were dying, so many people were being hospitalized. So it became a little more formal, and we had fiscal sponsorship through the Richmond Community Foundation. Some of you know Jim Becker.
Yes.
Yes. And we stayed with him for a while. But then, like 2 years ago, we said, no, we're ready to become our own nonprofit, mm-hmm. which is what we did. Mm-hmm. We became our own nonprofit. And we brought in a woman. Her name is Deborah Ballinger McManus. Some of you might know her. Mm-hmm. She used to be the director of Monument Impact. Mm-hmm. And at that time, she had left Monument Impact. And I said, can you come and help us? Because, you know, we want to develop ourselves. And she has. She's done a great job with us. So our mission is to improve health. That's how we started, right? Education, immigrant protections, and economic outcomes for Contra Costa's Latinx community. How? Because we want to elevate Latino voices, advance strategic advocacy, build innovative partnerships, and develop the next generation of leaders. And that's so important to us. Mm-hmm. Like Natalia, other people like her, young people who have, they're so eager right now to get involved in the community. And so we're here today because of our new project, which Natalia's gonna tell you some more about. But I think some of you know of us, but we came here tonight because we really need community support. We want to come first to you and let you know about our project, and we will be asking you for some support as well. But I'm gonna turn this back over. Any questions about UNA Latino Voices?
No, okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
Colleen. Oh, sure.
There we go. And then we just wanted to highlight some of our partners. Some of our greatest partners have been including just the involvement of community college students from DVC, where we have a lot of interns, and like Connie mentioned, the goal is to pursue and grow those leaders into our community, right? And a lot of them are actually from Concord, Bay Point, Pittsburgh. So that's always great to hear, like, the future is our young ones, right? So we aspire a great future, and you can go on to the next slide. So this is the title of our project. From like firsthand experience, I grew up in a low-income, first-generation, Latino immigrant home, and that comes with a lot of things, right? Not only the lack of resources, but also the lack of knowledge. And the lack, not to say the lack of language barrier. There's only so much I could have translated at 5 years old, right? And so our goal here with Connie and the project is to really educate individuals on their health options, especially with the Medi-Cal cuts. That is horrible for all of us, right? And we're the ones being affected, right? The low income, the Latinos, not exclusively Latinos, but that's who we're focusing on specifically in Bay Point. And people that only speak Spanish, right? Because yes, information's out there in English, but how is it getting to our elders? How is it getting to our 40s, 50s, 60 years old? And how are the children translating that information, right? As like my mom, she doesn't understand, like, she probably understands like 5 words in English. And so for her to even look at a paper in Spanish, she's like, I can't read it, right? And so our point with this project, again, is to make those linkages of, these are your resources, how do we help you apply to these resources? How do we get you there taking advantage of these resources? Because they're there for a reason, right? So we're seeing the cut of Medi-Cal, but we also have other alternatives, clinics, mobile clinics. We have other supporters that really do care for our community, but again, our community is lacking that connection. And I think that's our overall goal with this project. Some of the campaign goals, as we see on this slide, is really just to make Bay Point stronger and healthier. And like we all know, knowledge is power, and so sharing that knowledge of what is an option for them, I think, just really strengthens the community and really empowers them, right? Like, okay, now I know. Let me tell my comadre, let me tell my vecina, let me tell my prima, my sister, whatever, right? And we see that very strong in the Latino community. We just like to share resources, and like we just, you know, call, text, send through Facebook or whatever it is. And so that's why we're here. We want to share those resources to individuals and just spread the knowledge all throughout Bay Point. And we specifically, or Connie specifically chose Bay Point because we know it's very isolated from everything. Mm-hmm. It lacks a lot of resources, and it has the most vulnerable communities. And so that's why we're here, to just empower our community and share the knowledge that we have. So these are some of our three objectives throughout the next 2 years, because it is a 2-year project. In quarter one, we want to find residents and for their leadership and engaging them. So right now we're doing outreach in the schools. We're looking for parents or just anyone that's really involved with already community engagement to be our leaders in our project, and really pull in other people, right? Because there's only so many people we know. And so if they're already being leaders in their space, we want them. We want them to advocate for the needs of their moms, of their children, of their students. And so we're being very strategic with this, right? We're really being very intentional with who we're bringing, who we're developing as leaders.
So I'll give you an example. Like one of our promotores, so we do a promotor model, right? And he had a lot of connections in Concord, because we also partner with Diablo Valley College in promoting higher education for the community. And because he had a lot of connections, you know, residents, he was invited to somebody's home to do a presentation about Diablo Valley College and seeking higher education. He was invited into a mobile home park because people knew him. So that's kind of like what we're looking for in Bay Point. We don't want to just come into Bay Point and say, oh, we think you should do X, Y, and Z. We want to hear from the residents, mm-hmm. and we want them to, we're going to, what we call, co-design with them. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, oh, I think this would work, or I have a connection with school, mm-hmm. or I have a connection at the mobile home park. Mm-hmm. It's like, we know that right now people don't trust, right? And they're worried about the government and what, you know, all that. But we also know that if a resident opens a door to us, to their school or to their church or to their family, then people feel better about it. And that's what we're hoping to do with the resident engagement, that they're going to be the gatekeepers, you know, they're going to open the doors for us. And we're going to work with them. But go ahead, Tree.
Yeah, I think you just hit on all three points. And overall, like we've been mentioning, it's just really sharing the knowledge. And we're kind of like the back end, like, what do you need? We got you, right? And we really do want to empower these leaders to put on ideas that they suggest, that they think we need, that the community might benefit from. So we're just here to support them and provide. We really want them, like Connie said, to do the work and say, let's do this. This is what works. This is what doesn't. So yeah, those are basically our three objectives throughout the four quarters.
Can I just say that our promotora team will help when people want to enroll into Medi-Cal. Some of this is education too, because a lot of people don't know what happened to Medi-Cal because of all the cuts that came from the federal government down to the state, mm-hmm. and now affecting our county, right, and our communities. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we want to educate people also about what's happening with Medi-Cal. And unfortunately, I think some of you already know, as of December 31st, there's no new, you're not able to apply for a new Medi-Cal account. That cutoff was December 31st. So right now, if you want to get Medi-Cal, it's emergency only if you're a person with, does not have satisfactory legal status in this country. But there are other programs. The county has a program. We've partnered with Kaiser Community Health Coverage Program to get people into Kaiser. They've gifted people three years of Kaiser Platinum Care. Mm-hmm. So we want to get the word out and help people as much as we can.
And this is just a layout of basically everything we've been saying. We've been summarizing in the first and second quarter. So we're looking for 10 residents to develop their leadership and really educate on what this project offers to the residents. And that'll be within the first 6 months. And within the third and fourth quarter, we see that our goal is to hit 1,000 residents for to create that linkage of care and resources. And do you want to add something, Connie?
I think you know, again, it's just we want to educate people, so we want to give information out. I know some people, I think one of your school people said, what did they say they needed or they'd like to have? I know because Natalia's been visiting some of the schools.
Yeah, so I've been doing outreach at the Rio Vista, Riverview, Sherry Acres, Bel Air, and there was like someone interested on what clinics or what free services is there for us undocumented Latinos that aren't being able to benefit from Medi-Cal. So they asked for like a resource, so we're gonna work on that, on the list of resources that they are able to benefit from. So like we already know a lot of us don't benefit from Medi-Cal, right? But what can we take advantage of? So we're also working on that. That's like a just added on to our project to create that and just facilitate the spread of information and resources for our community.
That's great.
Do you want me to move?
Yeah, go ahead. So there's a Q&A part. If you have any questions, or it's just a little pause for all of you.
Well, what exactly would you want the Ambrose District to do for you?
So that's our next slide.
I know.
Yeah, so how can you support? We're looking for just for you to identify leaders, if any. Like we said, we're not in every space and we don't know everybody, right? And so if there's any leaders you're able to identify that would suit for this project, that honestly just recommend them to us. We're kind of like not denying anybody, right? And so we really want everybody's knowledge, time, and really effort to the community engagement. So that's one. Our biggest one, I would say, is a space. Unfortunately, United Latino Voices does not have an office or a space, and so we are lacking that to really engage the community and community engagement. And I think that's a big part of our project. And so how can we work for y'all to provide a space for us, not for us to be here all the time, but just to have these, we're planning for listening sessions. And so where can we hold a space for these listening sessions? Where could we table for us to really engage with more community members? So we really want to create that connection with Ambrose, especially because we're fairly new. And so we want to make that connection and that relationship building, because we know only united will be able to better serve our community. And so that's our big ask. And I think the last one would just be sharing our mutual connections. So what connections do you have that we might benefit, or what people do you know that might benefit from ULB? And so those are our three big asks, if that's not too much to ask for. And then,
well, I just want to say to the Los Medanos Community Healthcare Area, they're funding this project. And I think that, you know, I think it's really important to the community. We really want to see people get have access to healthcare. That's so important. And so any way you can help us and be, you know, help us with your wisdom too. Because, you know a lot of people, and people respect you. So any way we could partner with you. We really relish our partners. Like, if we didn't have the partners we have now, like, I'll give you an example. We're really good partners with St. Peter Martyr Church in Pittsburgh. And, like, they let us use their basement to enroll people into Medi-Cal. Like, December was crazy for us. We were there every Sunday enrolling people. We had a line of people coming in every Sunday. But it's just like that kind of thing. You know, if you can lend us any space, like, to do these listening sessions. We're going to do some education sessions, too, to talk more about what happened with Medi-Cal, what are the other health resources available, and anything like that would be so great. Thank you.
I have a question and a couple comments. The first one is, I'm curious what Kaiser is doing for the community. Are they donating services where services aren't provided by the state or other places?
Well, first, I really am grateful to Kaiser. They help fund our work that we do as well with health enrollment and health access. Also, Kaiser, they have this program that they created. This is the second year. They've created this program called the Kaiser Community Health Coverage Program. So in California, right, people who are very low income, like 138% of poverty, which is low, right, very low, you could qualify for Medi-Cal, right? But if you did not have legal status, now you cannot, right? You can only get emergency Medi-Cal at this time. But they created this program, and it's for people who were above that amount, 138% to 300% of poverty. They created that program because those same group of people can't apply to Cover California. They're not allowed to apply for Cover California. And most of them could not afford to purchase insurance just in the open, right? It's very expensive. So it's a great gift. It's their platinum plan. And they get it for 3 years.
That's
and
amazing.
It's not just Northern California, they did it for Southern California as well.
My hat's off to Kaiser for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm so grateful to them because.
The first comment I want to make is really the brilliance of your approach. It actually reminds me of an old boss supervisor we had at the Secret Service many years ago who always emphasized whenever you're going into an area and you want to get something done, make friends with people who are already there.
Well, yeah, of course.
That is a brilliant strategy no matter what your goals are. And I think the way you have it laid out to identify the community partners, get them to give you feedback on what they think would work to accomplish your goals, I think it's a great program. I certainly would support with the guidance of our director, any space or anything that we could possibly provide to further your goals.
Unfortunately, we can't go back and forth when we have a presentation. I welcome the questions and thank you for your comments. We will direct you to our general manager on how we can support you, because if we have to discuss it among ourselves on a different agenda. Mm-hmm. Yes, but you could discuss with our general manager.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank
it was
you.
It was very good presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Oh, is it okay for me to pull this out?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes.
This is
yes.
Fine for many years.
Yes,
yes.
Yes.
To work
it's okay.
Paper.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. When I worked here.
Yeah, do you know
on it? Here, I'll hold it. There you go.
Thank
yes,
you.
This is really connected.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you. Good job. Good luck to you both.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, moving on. The general manager will give an oral update on the district issues and activities. General manager, Lori.
Yes. Madam Chair, board members, happy Valentine's Week.
Oh.
And again, I would like to thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.
I have an update that Pacific West Communities is moving forward with the development on the first phase of the Orbisonian Village by the Ambrose Aquatic Center. They anticipate recording the parcel that they would like to donate to us on the map in June.
Great.
They want to inform us, though, that the construction budget is excessive and cannot foresee any way to make improvements on the drainage ditch at the park, but the existing parcel there, but they will keep in touch with us on as it moves along further. Okay.
What's the location of the parcel?
I'm sorry, at the entrance of the Ambrose Park over there in Aquatic Center, that lot right across the street from Safeway. I don't know if you were here on that first meeting. I think it was maybe...
I'm not familiar
okay,
with it
so
at all.
They
so
have, they have offered to donate part of that land to Ambrose Recreational Park District.
The part that's closest to our facility? Or?
Where Broadway is,
And
it's closed,
right.
All that flat area, they're going to have on both sides. As it goes down into the creek there, and all that area, which is county property, they had to purchase that as well, because that was part of the parcel. They would like to donate that area to the park, which
cool.
would give us accessibility to probably put a soccer field back there.
Nice.
So they are going to do the parcel maps due. He said he may not, once it release it to us immediately, because they may need some of that area as they're doing the construction.
So they're going to use it as a boneyard in the meantime, probably?
Pretty much, but it does go quite a steep, but it might go over on our side just a little bit so there's no issues. They will just wait until the project is almost complete, or that area of the project.
Great.
Clear the property update. Alliant Communities sent the $50,000 deposit for the amendment of June 25th, 2025, and received February 2nd. All extension deposits have been received.
Yes.
Thank you.
Senator Grayson will be here tomorrow for a meet and greet with our seniors. They're going to talk about our senior programs and have information for our seniors. They will be also adding a meet and greet sometime the end of March here at our district for Bay Point members.
What time is it?
It is 11:30 tomorrow.
Do you want us here if it's possible?
If you want, they're focusing, working with Maria, focusing on our seniors. But I mean, it's a meet and greet for Bay Point seniors. CARPD conference will be May 27th through May 30th in Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to check if any board members or members are interested in attending the conference. And I also want to clarify the report last month that you were receiving access to Capri Portal, which does, it's Capri is the one that provides the webinars for staff and our district.
It's CPRS.
No.
It's Capri.
CARPD.
CARPD.
CARPD. California Association of Parks District. That's the one that we'll be having. The CPRS is next week.
Okay.
Eric will be attending that because we do get the one free membership.
Yes.
For the CARPD one. There is a cost for that. So we do have some budget money, so I need to know if anybody is interested in that. And they will be sending out, talking to them a little bit today, to get the correct email, or Jessica has the correct emails. I will be giving it to them, and you will be getting a notification how to go on to CARPD and be a part and sign up for a webinar if you would like.
Okay.
And that is very different from our mandated training. That's a different
from
website.
The ethical.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for harassment training.
Mm-hmm.
We have added lights to our outdoor basketball court. If you get a chance, drive by there.
I saw some.
It's great because it extended the time there, and we do have a soccer team right now renting that court in the evening for soccer practices. It's great. It's a revenue maker, and it also enhances our youth to have a place to do in the evening, have play and be together. We are currently prepping the Ambrose Community Park for our spring baseball program. Our maintenance group restrung all the netting on the back for the baseballs that were going into their backyards. So we did that. We have a few holes, so we have a little more netting to get, but it's all up and it looks so nice. We're currently in the process of replacing, like I said, the holes and some of the grass areas. I was hoping to get some funding for the infield dirt, but I don't know if that's going to come through, so I'll probably discuss that at our next meeting, and some additional things we need to do to prep that field for spring baseball. We're looking at two baseball teams that are looking to utilize it. We have our snack bar ready with the Keller funding. We were able to repair most of that. And we are going to be having the Junior Giants program starting in July. The swim team for Pittsburgh High School, the swimming group, is at our pool. Buchanan Pool is down, so this week they started swim practice at the Ambrose Aquatic Center.
That's great.
And the cold?
Well, we have it at 80.
Okay.
We brought it up to 80, so, but it's a really great thing because it's families that didn't know we had a pool. They're coming out there.
That's cool.
The kids are excited about it, and we did kind of the same thing before with them as a backup. And we've always had a great relationship with them. If their pool's down this summer, their season pass holders can come here. When our pool was down for that week, our season pass holders could go to the Buchanan pool. So it's a great partnership that we have.
Very
so you'll be seeing the swim team. It's very, very busy and very active down there from 4 to 5:30. So
every day?
It's every day, Monday through Friday. They won't be there on Monday due to the holiday, but
yes.
So we're really excited about that. And I think that's about it.
Great. Director Fardella, any questions, comments?
Good job, comrade.
Thank you.
Okay, Director Garcia?
No comments.
Director Lopez Garcia?
I agree with with my co-director over there. That's great, John. Wonderful.
Yeah, all good news. Yes. Just a comment on the CARPD, Director Fardella. That might be something you may be interested in, because I remember when I started as a director here, going to that event, to that conference was good, because most of those people who attend are directors, board directors, and not staff members.
And what I can do is I can give you the schedule, because like maybe the first 2 days doesn't have as many things for board of directors. And the last 2 days will. And just to let you know, to share this, they do have, last year we won the award.
Yes, we
did.
For
our park in Anuta. And this year I have submitted an outstanding employee, and I have submitted to do a recommendation, or Randy Ross to be recognized. Does not know about it. Randy Ross to be recognized for his contributions to our team. And it's 20 years here, and what he has done, and for the Bay Point community and the Bay Point youth. I will let you know at one of our meetings if he is chosen, and then that's something we can also share, maybe on that, like May went last year, on that evening of presentation, maybe we could have some of our board members attend that as well.
Yes. Okay. Awesome.
I'm in.
Okay, then I will be talking to you.
Yeah.
I love Monterey. I used to do some work at the Defense Language School there.
Okay. I'll tell you some of the things going on there.
That's awesome.
Thank you. I'll follow up with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, moving on. We are now on public communication. Oh, no, we don't have legal counsel report. We are on public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes and a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do we have any public communication? No, we do not.
I have a quick question backing up. Who is our legal counsel?
Curtis. His name is Curtis.
Kidder.
I'm so sorry.
Kidder. Kidder.
Kidder.
Like I'm a kidder.
K-I-D-D-E-R, yes.
Thank
and
you.
He is a kidder.
Yes.
Okay. Moving on, board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be announced, but to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Item A, monthly maintenance report. Do we have any comments on this item? None. General Manager.
Yes, thank you very much. Going down our parks, Owls Lane, I have nothing to report this time. The Ambrose Center Park, I spent the backfield fence was repaired. The one that was discussed last time where cars were going in was broken. We kind of jimmy-rigged it, but now they were taking it down again, so we put up new fencing there. The other fence that goes from Owls Park, we have also we're doing a gate there to kind of make it very difficult for the people with the four-wheelers to come in on our lawn. So we are working on those fences. And again, like I just explained earlier, we're in the middle of the prep for the infield dirt. Ambrose Park, the ballards were replaced, the ones that were broken, and how they were able to get the barbecue. The power box was reinforced and barricaded because they broke into the power box. We found an extension cord for the power box to the parking lot. So we fixed that, and the new barbecue is ordered and should be here any day.
Oh, that's great.
And then at Lindbrook Park, as I explained on the water bill, the water faucet was turned off. It's $1,600 for the 3-inch pipe that was put in there at Lindbrook Park, planning restrooms. So that pipe goes from one end to the other. That's why it's that high. And we spent about, I think, $30 on the water, like in 2 months. So at this point, we have turned off the water, saving the district $1,700 a month. And we'll relook at that issue in the summer. Mm-hmm. But we will be saving at least $8,000 on just that water bill itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
No.
Okay. None? Okay. Moving on to item B. Consider approving the proposed fiscal year 2025-2026 mid-year budget adjustments. Moving on to our special accountant.
Okay. All right. So we're going to start with income. So property taxes, I added $20,000 to that income budget. Lower than past years. We haven't been getting too much coming in from that. So just add another $20,000. Monthly rentals. So in the Measure X grant, facility rental is included for the academy for using that space.
Mm.
So we are getting income from that. And there was also an increase in the Spark Point rent for the county. So brought it up another $20,000 for that one. The weight room, signups continue to increase. I originally budgeted $1,200. We're already there, so I brought it up to $2,500.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
For pool rentals, we did have the swim team rental, as she mentioned, during the off season. So we brought in some rental income for that, brought it up to $4,000. Down to grants and reimbursement programs. So Marathon provided funding for the resource fair event that we had here at the community center. We spent about a little over $5,500. So I brought that up. We received $5,000 from them. And the Measure X grant, I just highlighted that one because the original budget had a different amount there, so I just had to make that correction on there. And lastly, on income is district vehicles. We originally moved $50,000 from reserves. It was a little under that, so $1,800 will be going back into the reserves for that truck purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Good. Okay, so expenses. First note, wages and benefits. So this includes step increases for staff and increase in medical insurance as well. For administrative expenses, attorney fees. So that was able to bring that down from $8,000 to $3,000. District has not had many claims or contracts to work on this year. And energy conservation loan, it's pretty much just splitting the interest from the loan is what the auditors recommended doing.
So
just splitting that down. Okay, so Ambrose Park expenses, irrigation supplies, so that went from $2,000 to $5,500. That was for the backfill replacement due to the vandalism on that. Building repairs, so that's for the trellis that was completely replaced thanks to future builds. Again, we might be getting reimbursed for the supplies, which was about $10,000.
Wow, wonderful.
For equipment, so I've added this line item. We did not have equipment line item for Ambrose Park since we had to replace that barbecue. I have to add that in. So $1,500 for that budget there. Water, as explained, water, the service charge increase was 50% with the tariff increase. So $5,500 to $11,000. Okay, center grounds maintenance. At grounds maintenance, so that was for the well replacement and baseball field irrigation repair. So from $3,000 to $9,000, I brought that up. Bringing up equipment repairs from $1,000 to $3,500. That was for an AC unit repair in the admin office here.
Mm-hmm.
Water, again, from $11,000 to, I had to bring it up to $41,000. That was a service charge increase and a water leak that we had on the grounds. Equipment and furnishings. We purchased a floor cleaner machine for the auditorium, which makes it a lot easier for staff.
Floor cleaner.
One of those big monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
That's
good.
Shared parks. equipment that is for, so from 1800 to 3500, that is for the new truck toolbox, for the new truck.
Toolbox cost that much?
Yeah.
Well, that works out because of the 1800 you saved.
Yeah.
It was $5,000 if you got it with the truck when you purchased it, so it was cheaper to go outsource it.
And then just buy it, yeah. Attach.
Okay, Ambrose Pool, PG&E. So pool was used through December this year by the swim team. So our PG&E went up, originally budgeted $27,000 and new budget
$55,000. Yeah.
Wow. Maintenance and repairs for the pool. This includes pump maintenance replacement, and we will also be repairing the plaster. So from $2,500 to $20,000 for that one. Okay, and then the Measure X grant is just a correction, again, to match the income. And that's it. Any questions?
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Yeah, what's the total net increase in the budget based on these changes?
I'll do the math here. The original is right there on the bottom, the 1.9.
And the new one is 2066?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can do the math.
Director Garcia?
No questions.
Director Lopez Garcia?
No questions.
Thank you very much, and thank you to our budget committee for meeting today, too. Okay, moving on. Oh, we have to approve.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so we need a motion to approve or not.
I move that we approve the amended budget as submitted.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Fardella?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Hudson is absent.
Okay. We have no public hearing. We have no closed session. Now we're going to open up the floor for each board member to give a report of their committee or make individual comments within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Director Fardella?
Just on a personal note and then another note, had a great time working the Super Bowl Honors NFL event. My hat's off to my comrades in the union, the stagehands and theatrical workers, and the Super Bowl brought a lot of money into this area, and some of it fell into my wallet, so I'm very happy about that. The other thing I have to comment on, just because when we took the oath, it does include defending and protecting the Constitution of the United States, and I can't help but comment on what we've all seen over the last couple of months, that I feel the Constitution is certainly in danger and in need of protecting, even if it's just to shine a light on what the issues are. But I pray to God for this country that we don't ever have to look like this ever again. And I hope we do something to make sure of that.
Thank you, Director Fardella. Director Garcia? No comments. Director Lopez Garcia?
No comments. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you again for the comprehensive reports and work and all the funds that are coming into the our district right here. Thank you for our staff. On a personal note, we were at the Garden Club meeting yesterday, and it was a conversation all about regenerative gardening, which basically means use whatever you have is already. So it's recycling and making sure that you bring it to its natural form. But it was a good event, and also the Garden Club just became 20 years old.
Wow.
I feel like an old lady. I have a 20-year-old child. So it's quite an experience to be with the Garden Club for 20 years and working with the Ambrose District also. With has been a great partnership for us.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so moving on to closing ceremonies. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move that we adjourn the meeting until next month.
Okay.
I second that.
Okay.
I third it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passed.